السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah Al-Mutakabbir, the greatest. Imam Ghazali is of the opinion Al-Mutakabbir is that being who sees everything and everyone as inferior to him, and that can only be a quality of Allah. Khattabi was of the opinion that Al-Mutakabbir is that being whose qualities are far above the creation. The qualities of the creation cannot in any way be compared to him. Qurtubi was of the opinion that Al-Mutakabbir is that being who sustains. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Looks after every creature, every creation. I shared with you the story, Musa alayhi salam split the rock. He found a small ant with food in its mouth in the middle of the rock. That's how Allah sustains. So Allah is Al-Mutakabbir. He's free from any blemish. He does not tolerate that you try and be like him, that you have pride, that you have arrogance. He says, Al-Kibriya'u Rida'i. Pride is exclusive for me. Allah says in a hadith al-Qudsi. And last night we read verses, multiple verses pertaining to pride. فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. How disastrous is the end result of those who have pride and arrogance. أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوَى لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Is there not a residence in Jahannam for the mutakabbirin? إِنِّي عُذْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرٍ. The dua of Musa alayhi salam when he was meeting with Haman and Qarun and Fir'aun, said, I seek protection in Allah from every person who is boastful and who is tyrannical. Now, today we commence a discussion on another name of Allah, Al-Musawwir, the one who forms shapes. Allah has created His creation in different forms and different shapes so that we can be distinguished and we can recognize each other. Imagine if we all look the same. It would be pretty confusing, right? It would really be. Now, the animals have their distinct shapes, the planets have their distinct forms, humans have their distinct forms, but even within humans, people don't look the same. You may be from the same family, from the same bloodline, from the same lineage, but Allah creates similarities, but Allah also creates differences. From the time you are in the belly of your mother, Allah says, هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء. Allah says, I shape you, I form you, I design you in the womb of your mother as I please. From that one drop, I decide who will be male, who will be female, who will be born singular, who will be born twins, triplets, quadruplets. From that one drop, Allah says, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. I create you in the wombs of your mother, form after form, in three layers of darkness. Today, medical science shows that there are three layers over the fetus. You can't even see, you can't even imagine what's happening there. And Allah is shaping you, Allah is designing you. Who'll be handsome, who'll not be so handsome, who'll be tall, who'll be short, who'll have broad shoulders, who'll have narrow shoulders. Everything, and Allah doesn't do it once off, even though Allah can. Allah gives the mother system and body time to adjust. So Allah creates you gradually. Once again, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Then if you look around you, Allah says, look around you. Look at the waterfalls, look at the lakes, look at the mountains, look at the flowers. Every leaf has its different shades of different colors. You can't just say this is green. It's got a different shade of green. When you look at it from this angle, when the sun is hitting, when the sun is not hitting. If you look at the mountain, sometimes there's green trees. It looks like a carpet of green. Sometimes there's gray. It looks like a silver lining. They talk about the beauty of the snow-capped mountains. You know, mountains that have snow on the top. Whether it's animals, whether it's stones, whether it's plants, whether it's flowers, whether it's butterflies. Every one of them has a different decoration, a different design, a different shape, a different color. Just take one fruit, just one fruit. Look at the peach. You look at it like this, you see one color. You turn it around the other way, you see a different shade and it blends in so beautifully. You cut it in half or you take a bite, you see another color. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah creates things according to proportion. Look at the elephant. If Allah had to say, okay, this is a big animal, so I'll give it big eyes. Imagine how frightening an elephant would look. But Allah creates everything in proportion. Allah creates everything in relation to what is required. They say if you look at these insects, right? The butterflies. Allah puts a varnish on their wings to protect the wings. If you look at fleas and flies, they're immersed in dirty water all the time, in moisture and filth. Yet the color the color does not in any way get changed. The color does not in any way get affected. I'll give you one more before we conclude. How Allah shapes. Look at how Allah shaped the giraffe with such a long neck. Now logic would tell you, how's the blood going to pump up to reach the brain? But Allah created a system. Then the giraffe bends its neck to drink water. Logic will tell you there's going to be a blood rush now, and that will create problems. But Allah designed, Allah fashioned, Allah shaped the giraffe in such a way that when it bends its neck to drink water, then vessels narrow so that the blood doesn't gush towards the brain. And it has absolutely no issue whether it's upright or whether it's drinking water. Look at the camel. In its humped nature is its beauty. In its humped nature, it's its beauty. And I mean, the examples can go on and on. But the point is this. Allah says, I am al-musawwir. I shape you. I form you. I give you your design. I give you your structure. I give you your features. And every creation of Allah is beautiful. But Allah says, when it comes to humans, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. The masterpiece of Allah's creation is this insan, the son of Adam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi.